All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. Is Radio BAM? Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM!
And now, here's BAM.
Here's BAM!
All right, shit asses, I hope you're happy because I just sprinted here from TRL. I wasn't even supposed to do a show, and it's just me and Missy. DiCamello didn't even know, and I didn't think we were going to do a show, but I didn't want to let you down. And yes, we just came from TRL, and about literally 20 radio interviews, and they all asked the same fucking questions. And it's all about the BAM's Unholy Union show that starts tomorrow at 9:30. And what are the three main questions at this?
Are you worried about the MTV curse?
Same answer every fucking time. No, I'm not worried about the curse. Dude, I can't even say it anymore because I've said it.
And blah, blah, you know.
I'm sick of saying it. And then the next thing that they say is, what's the other one?
My God, I'm going blank right now.
Good, it's a good thing.
No, I don't understand how I can't remember. We just said the same answers.
Oh my God,
what, it was 20 times?
What was another one?
Jessica Simpson.
Oh yeah, the Jessica Simpson thing.
Yeah.
And asking what Missy thought about it. What was your answer?
Oh, I got that one down to a science.
You got it down to a science?
Yeah. Do I need to say it again?
Yeah, why don't you say it again?
Okay. So, basically, whatever happens in the past is the past, and if that were to happen, congratulations, because she's totally hot, and the future is the future, so that's it.
And Vanessa was at TRL, who's dating Nick Lachey, and I was wondering if she was going to be, like, pissed or glad at me, because if that all that press never happened, maybe they wouldn't be together.
Well, she was super nice to me, if that has...
Yeah, she was nice to me, too, but you still never know.
Yeah.
We'll find out the dirt a little bit later. I'll let you guys know next week. But right now we're staying... Fuck, why am I giving this information out?
Don't.
All right, we're staying at a hotel in New York, and it's a really nice hotel, but we had to wake up at 6 in the morning to start doing these morning radio interviews, and... The fucking alarm from the hotel goes off, and it is ear-piercing loud. So loud. And then it's going on for like 5 minutes. And then it says, please evacuate, there's a fire. Please evacuate, there's a fire. And then this guy gets on the mic, not knowing that he's on the mic. He's like, I'm not going to tell what happened. I'm not going to say anything. But we could all hear him through every hotel room. So then...
The only announcement was, I'm not making this announcement. And then the speakers turned off.
Then the fucking thing goes off again, and I'm like, dude, we're on the 16th floor. I am not taking any chances. I'm like, I'm packing my shit, and I'm fucking... I had to carry this big-ass bag down 16 flights of stairs. We go outside in the freezing cold at like 3:30 in the morning, and it ended up being just a fucking false alarm. And then we go back into the room, and the alarm thing was still all tweaked, and it was making these weird noises. So then I turned on the TV to try to get over it, and it wasn't happening. I was so fucking frustrated. I was going to storm down there and get a fucking refund, but I had to be up in 2 hours, so I was just trying to get any kind of sleep I possibly could.
I was scared.
It was scary. If we were on the second floor, I would have fucking jumped if it was such a major fire. But 16, you're going down, man.
We were all the way at the top, and then my friend Amy was on floor 11 all by herself, so I was trying to call her to see if she was okay. But, like, in a panic, I threw my cell phone in my luggage, so I couldn't find it. I was like, I need to tell her to get out. Oh, my God.
If I was by myself sleeping and that shit went off, I'd be scared to death.
Yeah.
Dude, I can't even explain how ear-piercing loud that alarm was.
Yeah. Well, at least it woke us up. If it was a real fire, you know, we would have gotten out.
Fucking false alarm. Bullshit.
Would you have rather there be a real fire?
Yeah, man. Fucking make me grab my big-ass bag, carrying it down 16 flights of stairs. At least I want to see 3 rooms burn down, at least. Just so I did it. Well, I could have been sleeping.
I know. We made sure we grabbed all of our stuff before we left the room. Like, we sat there for 5 minutes, talked about it, like, casually packed our bag, walked down the stairs, like...
Because I got, like, my cool coat and all this stuff. I can't leave it behind and let it get all burned up.
I like the stress.
Pete's sake. So,
how about the guy in the elevator?
Oh, so everybody, dude, I'm not kidding. The whole entire fucking hotel is outside. Like, 500 people are just outside with their bags, wondering what's going on. There's this one dude in his fucking tidy whiteys, and that's it. He's just like, "What, man? What the fuck? I just woke up. I didn't want to get all burned up." Like, he's just in his fucking undies. I was dying.
He must have been so embarrassed. And it
just
was like,
to have a false alarm. Like, couldn't he just grab a robe or something real quick? I mean, he must have sprinted out that sumbitch so fast.
But I think he had shoes and a t-shirt on. Like, why wouldn't you just stop and put pants or
something?
No,
he didn't have shoes and a t-shirt.
He definitely had a t-shirt on.
Yeah, he had a wife beater on, but he didn't have shoes.
Okay. That makes it a little better, I guess.
I have this awesome, awesome song. It's a band from Finland called Mary Slim, and the singer Jyrki from the 69 Eyes sings the last track, and it's fucking rocking. I don't even think it's available right now, but you're going to hear it right now on Radio Bam, so let's hear it. This is Radio Bam Series 28 Faction.
Sing promotion to me. Hey now, hey now, now.
Due to the graphic nature of this, check this out. Program,
you need to come check this out, man.
Say hello to everyone. Hello to everyone.
Can I talk?
Yeah, what's up, everyone? I didn't know you were recording this shit.
I had no clue. It's on. It's on the radio channel now.
No.
Yeah.
You're fucking kidding me.
Can't say that.
I'm sorry.
Serious 28 Faction.
That was the Finnish band Mary Slim featuring Jyrki from the 69 Eyes. And I am in New York right now doing a shit ton of press for BAM's Unholy Union. They actually have Missy's big fat head right on the front of TRL, along with mine and Ape and Phil's. It's pretty weird looking. It's like right at Times Square, all big.
Yeah. And it totally freaked me out.
Yeah, I never really have that big posters and shit. I guess they're pumping this show up real good.
Anybody's head's that big when the picture's that big.
I'm just fucking with you.
Do you really think I have a big head?
No, bitch.
Hey, yeah. You'd be nice.
And then tomorrow morning I have to wake up 6 a.m. to go on Howard Stern. So fuck, I might as well promote my own shit. My new show starts tomorrow at 9:30, so watch it. And I might as well just fucking sleep here,
Why
man.
Why don't we?
I'm at the Sirius studio and Howard Stern's thing's right there.
We should just sleep in his green room. I mean, we have to be here at like 6:15 or 6:30.
I'll talk to Pendar about me sleeping here. I don't need any more fucking alarms going off in my hotel. That shit is bullshit.
I know. I wonder if they're going to give a refund. You think they would? I mean, it went off for like 40 minutes straight in the middle of the night.
You know, so many people tried to.
I wonder if they did it.
They'll talk their way out of it so bad. Well, sorry, it was a mistake. Yeah, but I lost sleep. Yeah, but, you know, it was an inconvenience. I'm sorry. It'll never work.
Yeah. Why bother?
Did I tell you about... Oh, yeah, you were there. I get a present from Dunn on film that he sent me for Christmas, which was really late, and it's a box. And I open the box up. Open it up. There's a bunch of, like, styrofoam all in it. I'm like, what's in it? As soon as I'm about to reach in, this snake comes shooting out, like a fake snake. And I was like, wah! And I freaked out so bad. Like, he put a timer on it, so when the thing opens, the snake comes shooting out. And goddamn, that scared the shit out of me.
I know you think I knew, like, ahead of time what was going on, but I really didn't. Like, I was just as surprised as you are. I probably would have, like, laughed or, you know, gave it away a little bit if I had an idea. You, like, fell off of your stool that you were sitting on. Right over backwards.
Oh, man. So this fucking wedding is coming up in less than a week.
I know.
Jesus Christ.
I know.
I'm barely ready. I didn't even get pants for everybody, did I yet?
I did.
Okay.
And shirts and ties.
Good.
It's kind of hard, like, that the wedding's so soon and we're out of town for a few days. Like, I really feel like I should be home and...
I know, and everybody... And Tony Hawk's flying in, Kat Von D's flying in from Miami Inc., Carter from Electric's coming in.
Kingman.
The Sounds are coming in.
All the Jackets.
Iggy Pop. All the Jackets. It is going to be one fucking crazy thing.
I know.
And the song that Iggy Pop wants to play for the MTV show is, how does it go?
Something.
No, you know. I might be fucked up in the head. Yeah, my idea of fun is killing everyone. That's the hook of his song. Dude, just clip, make sure there's a fucking camera on both mum-mums at all times, dude. They're gonna have a heart attack.
Do you think I should warn mine ahead of time?
You might want to. Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I'd probably warn them.
The Sounds are so, like, family-friendly. Like, I think everyone's really gonna enjoy that, but you might clear the room partially with Iggy.
I think you should pop a roofie in your grandmom's drink right before Iggy goes on.
I don't think I'll need to. I think she'll probably get up and go on her own accord.
Just roofie the bitch.
Yeah, right?
Dude, anybody who's older than 50, I'm just going to roofie the son bitches.
That's our mom.
Where do you even get roofies at?
Oh, God. You're asking the wrong person.
Where do you get a roofie at?
A drug dealer? DeVito, do you know where to get roofies
like, seriously,
from?
Where the fuck do you get a roofie?
I don't know.
Dude, it would probably take me a week to find a roofie.
I don't even think you could. Is a roofie just like a really strong ecstasy pill, or is it different?
It's just a full. It just
it's
knocks
like GHB.
Is that what it is?
I read about it once.
Put in a girl's drink, and the next thing you know, she's sleeping on the floor of a bathroom. And you're
I know a girl who died from it.
Wasn't it your sister's birthday the other day?
It was. Yep. 20 years old. Guess what we did?
And didn't she go to ass night at Show and Tell? Dude, they have fucking dildo ass-to-ass night at Show and Tell.
I can't believe.
And she's 20. She just turned 20, dude. She loves going to the strip club.
I can't believe you brought that up.
Why?
Because
why?
Because it makes me feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, well, it makes me feel uncomfortable knowing that your sister's going to-ass night at fucking Show and Tell.
She says that her and her girlfriend Grace go there so often that when they walk in, the bouncers are like, "Hey, Jess. Hey, Grace. How you guys been?" I don't get it. Like, I feel like she has this, like, secret, like, side, to, you know, of her life that I don't know about. Show and Tell?
I think we need to go see Ass to Ass Night.
No way.
Why not?
I don't want to.
It'll be rad.
I don't want to.
I think we should bring the cameras
I'll go
as well.
To, like, a really nice, classy, like, burlesque club, like 40 Juice. Is that what it's called?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, remember we went to that place in L.A. with the whole wall was, like, all the chains, and the girls were, like, hanging from it and dancing in, like, pretty lingerie. And
oh, yeah.
That is more up my alley than ass-to-ass dildo night. I'm sorry.
Well, I'm not, because I'd like to see that.
Oh, my God.
It's like Requiem for a Dream. Remember? They're in that fucking...
Yeah, I remember. That movie made me sick.
The gnarly businessman. Ass-to-ass. Ass-to-ass.
I literally couldn't sleep that same night that we watched that movie for the first time. I'm so disturbed.
You know what? Being Iggy Pop is playing the party, I'm going to have to play a song, and it's an acoustic song, and it's fucking brilliant if you listen to the words. It's called Wrong Feels Right, and he's basically talking about he heard on the radio that the sound of today is such a piece of shit, and he can't escape it because it's on the TV, and the riff is fucking dead, but the riff is pounding in my fucking head. Let's hear it. This is Iggy Pop. He's playing My Wedding, and this is Wrong Feels Right on Radio Bam Series 28 Faction.
I took a pounding from the radio today. I heard the radio say some piece of shit was the sound of today. I took a beating. I saw my TV play it. I saw my TV play it over and over. And there was no escape. The box is hollow. And that riff is fucking dead. That riff is fucking dead, but the riff is pounding in my fucking head. They're gonna push it until false is true, until day is night. They're gonna push it, baby, until wrong feels right, until wrong. It's a big industry, and they can beat my brain with houses, cars, and shame. They are insane, yeah, but they can beat my brain. God and his captains. They want to pull the fucking plug. They want to pull the fucking plug and give the skies back to the birds and bugs.
We're going hot right now.
Stop. Run for your life.
Look what we found in Don Vito's ass.
This is Radio Bam, baby.
On Faction 28.
So the last time I talked to you guys, I flew into Vegas, and I never got to sum up what else happened. Basically, I locked myself in... Okay, it was my bachelor party, by the way, and I had a bowling alley in my room, I had a pool table, I had a 24/7 bar with a bartender on standby, I had a jacuzzi, and I basically... There was no reason for me to leave, so I just... would wake up and drink so much booze until I'd fall back asleep. And everybody drank so much booze that Don Vito blacked out and shit himself. And I was trying to tell him that he shit himself, but he was so fucking wasted that he didn't even hear me. I'm like, Vito, you shit yourself, dude. Look, you need to go. You need to go. You should.
Ew.
And he wasn't even listening.
How did you know he did?
Because you could see his brown ass shit jeans.
Oh, man.
Then, after that, after I got two bouncers to wheelchair Vito back to his room, then Shitbird was bowling, and he was laying down at the end of the bowling alley. I threw a bowling ball right against his ass, and then he shit himself as well.
So both of your uncles shit themselves at your bachelor party.
Yeah.
Is what you're telling me.
And you know what? None of you guys shit yourself at your bachelorette party, so we had more fun.
If that... Wow. I don't really know what to say to that. If that's how you rate fun, then I guess we had a miserable time because nobody shit their pants.
I can't wait to see
we
a rough
our
cut. I can't wait to see a rough cut of that show. It's going to be... You getting, like, massages and fucking cucumbers on your eyes and shit, and then it's just going to clip the fucking shitbird shitting his ass on the bowling alley.
Wow.
That is going to be a good episode.
It's going to be a hard pill to swallow, I think. I really do. I mean, how many, like, brides-to-be get to see a glimpse at their future husband's bachelor party?
The only reason why I went... left the room was to go see Veins of Jenna. That's it. And I only saw two songs.
How come?
Because I got so wasted that I had to get my two bouncers or bodyguards to carry me back. And
are you serious?
And I was like, I gotta write my vows. Did you ever write your vows? No, I'm not married. Well, you should start writing your vows. Making no sense. It's probably pretty funny, though.
Did you go back to the room after the show and write your vows? Because if you did,
hell
I'm afraid
no.
to hear them.
No. I went into the woods in the backyard during the snowstorm, and I just grabbed a chair, and I just sat there until I wrote them. And I wrote it on this big wooden piece of... It was like in the shape of a coffin, and it said no bikes on it. And because I'm building this massive ramp in my backyard, and it has pool coping on it, and if bikes go on it, it's going to fuck it all up. So I was just like, I don't want any fucking bikes here. And then I look over, and I see this brand new mountain bike that I got. And I was like, there's a fucking bike right there. What did I tell everybody? Throw the bike in the fire. Then the tires start catching fire, and tires don't stop burning until they're gone.
Right.
So I took the fucking burning bike up this hill, and I pedaled down it with the tires on fire.
I hope it wasn't the bike that April bought for me last summer.
It is.
Are you serious?
Yeah. It had a flat tire.
Oh, bam.
It had a flat tire.
I only rode it twice.
Yeah, well, it had a flat tire. And what are you going to do? Spend a whole day going to Bike Line to get a new tire?
I spent a whole day going to Bike Line to get a new tire for your bike.
Yeah, because my bike is rad.
Mine was the same, but it was a girl's version.
You had it was all muffed up. Novak muffed it up. And speaking of Novak, he took the turquoise truck to Baltimore, and then he left it there, and then he got a ride up here, and then went to Vegas, and now it's still just stuck in fucking Baltimore.
It's been over a week.
And he doesn't know where the asshole keys are.
He's so fucking rude.
And irresponsible.
I bitched him out yesterday.
Did you? Mm-hmm. I heard he got kicked out of his house.
Mm.
Mandy kicked him out.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
He's probably hell on earth right now.
Well, I bitched him out.
He went on a motherfucking bender in Vegas that you can't just stop doing. Like, he needed to wake up and pound two beers in order.
or the cure, the hangover that he must have had.
I'm not surprised. Kind of like the girl we saw in Intervention last night.
Yeah.
She was drinking beers on the train on the way to work.
That's what I do. I power drink, I power walk, I power everything. I go
I'm
to power work.
I'm in charge. I'm power.
And then you know what? When I power everything, then by the time I power down two beers, then I could power down on the phone and I get shit done.
But she had her shit together, but she was just
she did have
a
her shit
total
together.
Lush.
Yeah, but she was a functioning lush.
Yeah.
And which I don't see a problem with.
Yeah, there isn't many, though.
If she was, like, fucking falling over her desk and shit at work, then she has a problem. But she, I don't think she needed an intervention. And then the other intervention was, what was the fucking worthless
gaming.
Intervention? This motherfucker, they had an intervention on his gaming. They all sat him down, and they're like, and the mom's all crying, like, I feel like I lost my son. It's just like,
you play the Punisher far too much.
You're on the video games all day,
yeah.
And you don't leave. You're a hermit. You're playing too many video games. I was just like, is this fucking real? They're having an intervention from playing too many video games. I'd be like, shut the fuck up and let the dude play. If he has that much fun playing video games, then you know what? Play the video games. Fuck it.
And he was smart. He was smart, and he was well-spoken, and he was just looking at his family like they were out of their minds. He was just like...
I think that they were.
Yeah.
So he has a video game problem. At least he's not doing fucking meth or heroin.
Shooting dope. He's just playing games.
He's playing fucking games. Abe's calling right now. Let's see what she wants.
She just called me, too, but I didn't know if I could answer.
Yo.
Hey.
Hi,
I'm live on the radio.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What are you saying?
Oh, I'm you guys look great on TRL. We taped it.
Oh, you taped it?
I'm glad you
taped
it.
Oh, I know. I told Missy she did great. She didn't look nervous at all.
I was so nervous.
It was funny, though?
Oh, it was great. It was, you guys look really good.
Good.
Cool.
Oh, super. Well, okay. Well, I know you guys are coming in tomorrow, and you're doing Howard tomorrow?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm actually in the same place where Howard is, so I'm contemplating just sleeping on the fucking couch. Because I don't feel like waking up at no 6 in no morning.
Oh, 6 in the morning?
Yeah.
We're getting picked up from the hotel at 6.
That is pure Bell shit.
I know.
That's some Hagamignon shit.
Yeah, and then nobody can see how Hagamignon you look. It's on the radio.
Thank God. Is there going to be a camera in there?
Yeah, they film that shit.
Oh, no.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, man.
Are you sure? They might not do that anymore.
Uh-oh. Amy might need to stay.
Yo, Ape.
Really good, and I tell Missy I love her dress. You get that?
Thank you. I got it at Neiman Marcus.
I love that.
Thank you. I was gonna save it and wear it to the brunch after the wedding, but last night I panicked and realized I had nothing to wear to TRL, so I had to swap it out.
Perfect. And you can wear that again, and I love Bam's jacket.
Yeah. I got that in London.
Yeah, I love that. I never saw that before. But I wish you would start taking your hat and your glasses off.
I don't like to.
Why? You should.
I always have a bad hair day, and I don't like my eyes.
You have beautiful
eyes. Your eyes are the best, and your hair is the best.
Don't tell me how to wear my rock clothes.
Why?
Don't tell me how to be rock and roll, lady.
I know how to be rock and roll.
Yeah, right. You wear mom pants.
No, she doesn't.
You wear mom jeans.
No, she doesn't.
You wear Wrangler mom jeans, I bet.
I don't wear mom jeans.
No, you don't, Abe.
You're going to start wearing mum-mum pants.
Never. I'd be dead before I do that.
Does mum-mum still wear those mum-mum pants?
Who, Phil's mom?
Yeah.
Definitely.
She still wears mum-mum pants?
Yeah, they're on a big elastic stretch waistband thing, you know? It's like a
double
bag with an elastic band.
Yo, Ape. I got a new 69 Eyes song that no one's heard yet. It's on their new album, and it's not coming out for a long, long time. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah, I really do. Do you have it?
Say, this is the 69 Eyes, and the song is called Perfect Skin on Radio Bam 2.
This is 69 Eyes, and the song is called
Perfect fucking skin, man.
I know. Wait a minute. What's it called again?
Perfect skin.
Oh, perfect skin. Okay, perfect skin. Okay.
All right. Start all over.
All right.
Go, man. We're live.
This is the new 69 Eyes called Perfect Skin on serious. Stop.
Radio Bam.
This is Brandon.
You know, do that voice you do. I don't fucking do that.
Woo woo, this is Radio Bam, Sirius 28 Faction. Wow.
When we were driving up here from Philadelphia to New York City, we stopped at a rest stop. Mm-hmm. And we were in the Roy Rogers line. And this motherfucking kid who was like 11, his dad catches him stealing a piece of chicken, but he didn't have it in his hand or hit it. He put it in his fucking pocket, and he walked off. And then his dad's like, "Son, get over here, you little son of a bitch! You don't steal fucking chicken!" Like, oh, dude, it was the funniest thing. I was on the ground dying. Like, he's like spanking his ass and shit. Like,
he was so mortified.
You don't come to a rest stop and steal chicken from Roy Rogers. What the fuck's the matter with you, kid? It's like, it was in his pocket. You're going to eat that Lenny-ass piece of shit, man? Oh, it was so fucking funny.
What bad timing that he did that and got caught and you were standing there watching. Like,
by
he
the
looked
dad.
Like he wanted to die
I
that
live
you saw
for
that.
Shit like that. I don't think the kid knew who I was.
I don't know.
You think so?
Well, It's hard to say.
I think he just felt like an idiot that anybody just caught him stealing a piece of chicken in his pocket.
I'm so glad we decided to stop.
And then right before we left, we went out with Missy's friend Brianna and her husband Jay.
Oh, God.
And Jay was so drunk that some girl gave Brianna a hug and she's like, "Damn, Brianna, your titties smell good." And then Jay just looks over, not even cracking a smile, just dead serious, like, "You should smell her ass."
And the whole table was just silent for like a good 30 seconds and then just started dying laughing.
"Your titties smell good. Well, you should smell her ass." Like, he just sits there and sniffs on her ass. Dude, I fucking cried.
She was so embarrassed. Well, the reason her breast smelled good is because, you know, you spray perfume on your chest. So I'm sure she legitimately smelled good. That was great. That was like one of the best things I've ever heard.
Did you know that the Hessians out on the ramp have had a fire? They've had a fire going underneath the Treetop Casino for, I'm not kidding, 1 month straight. They've been keeping it going, and I'm stoked about it because they've been cleaning up the whole woods, man.
Yeah.
There's like, they've burnt so 1 month straight of a fire going on. That's pretty hard to do, and I'm like, I'm going down to drink with the Hessians, or to my mom, which is basically a skater who wakes up to drink beer and skates all day, and they don't care about anything else. And she misunderstood what I said. She's like, "DeVito, there's a bunch of Haitians staying in the Treetop Casino. What's going on?" I'm like, "Not Haitians, you idiot." Like, she thinks there's like glue huffing Filipino dudes just living out in the Treetop Casino.
No, she literally thought that they were like a bunch of refugees from Haiti living in the backyard. I'm like, no, it's a, like a skate term. They're not from Haiti. They're from Philly.
I'm going down to drink with the Hessians.
When you wander into the woods, you don't come back for like a good hour.
I know.
And that's fast. I guess I should get used to it, though, being that the ramp's almost done.
Yeah, it's going to be done really soon. Man, it kind of sucks that I'm going to have the best ramp ever, and then we're going to go to freaking Dubai, knowing that there's this awesome ramp in my backyard.
Well, two things. One, we put Dubai off for a whole week so you can skate. And two, the ramp will be there when you get home.
You know? I know, but people are going to be shredding in the gnar behind my back. I don't want people shredding the gnar behind
my
back.
No, we'll just say that nobody's allowed at the house when we're away. It's our fucking house.
Yeah, but
I'm sick of this shit.
Carlos just busted his fucking ass just to not skate it for a week.
So for the week in between the wedding and the honeymoon, everybody can enjoy themselves. But then when we leave, everybody else leaves too. I don't trust anybody. I don't want anybody at the house besides Matt Cole. That's
Sounds like a dick move. I think we should take a pool.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen,
who are we gonna pool?
Go to RyanGphotography.com, go to the series section, and let's take a pool.
Okay, let me further explain my side. Would you feel comfortable having a bunch of people that you don't really know going in and out of your house all the time without you being home?
Lock that motherfucker.
Yes or no?
The answer's no, but you don't have to go through the house to get to the ramp. That's all I'm saying, man.
You mean just outside?
Yeah, man.
If you lock all the four-wheelers away, maybe.
I'll figure it out.
We'll sort it out. It'll be fine.
You know what?
Hmm?
B and I just played 69 Eyes. I want to play this band called Lacrimus Profound because they sound just like 69 Eyes and they're fucking rad. And I lost the CD for so long in Los Angeles, and I just went to the Virgin Megastore across from TRL, and I found one last copy. And, they're fucking sick. Let's hear it. This is, again, it's over, and this is Lacrimus Profound. It's a weird name, but it's good. And this is Radio Bam Series 28 Faction.
Take away all our worries. Done, and you've tuned in to Radio Bam Series 28 Faction. And I have no idea why they gave us a stupid show. Whoever hired us should have their job title reevaluated, because they are a fuck up.
So I was telling you guys about how I'm getting the craziest ramp built with the Danny Wade jump and whatnot in the backyard, and it's going to be done very soon. But the guy Carlos, who runs the whole project, his only rule is, you can't leave to go to the bar, and you can't leave to go fuck your girlfriend or whatever. You have to stay at my house until the ramp is done. And this kid, Young Guns, snuck out to go see his girlfriend, and he shows up all hungover at like 1:30, and they have this fucking, it's like a toilet, but they made it out of wood, so it's just, picture a box that you can completely see through, and there's just a toilet seat on it. His punishment was to shit in the toilet outside in front of everybody.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, oh my god, it was so funny.
Where is this toilet?
It's right where, like...
Down in the woods?
Yeah, it's just in the middle of the woods. I can't really explain where.
I don't go down there anymore.
Dude, he sat down. We were filming it for the new show, but I thought he was just going to sit down and fake it or whatever. Dude, as soon as he shat, sit down, he shat so much mud everywhere, dude. It was like the worst beer shit I've ever seen. I was rolling around hysterical, dude. It was so funny. That was his punishment. You go there, you go to that fucking toilet, and you shit in front of everybody right now, or unless you're out of here. You know the rules. You don't leave to fuck your girlfriend, and you don't leave to go to the bars. Everybody knows that, dude. They've been living in that goddamn Hobbit, or the Treetop Casino.
Since before Christmas.
There's seven people living in that thing. The square footage is literally 15 by 20. Something like that. That's ridiculous.
And but they really hooked it up. They have bunk beds, a drawing TV. Board, like a little mini kitchen. Everything but running water, basically.
Yeah.
Carpet. They told me to take my shoes off before I went in. I'm like, do you take your shoes off before you come into my house? Not all of you do, but I'll take my shoes off before I come in the Treetop Casino.
And then G comes in from, because it's all muddy down there. G comes in all wasted. We just get the rug steam cleaned in the pirate bar. Here he is doing the fucking moonwalk on the rug, cleaning the mud off of his shoes. And Missy comes walking down the stairs. She's like, G, are you kidding me? And then, like, in his drunken stupor, he like, looks up and then looks down and sees what he actually just did. He's like, oh, shit, sorry, I didn't know. Dude, what is wrong with him?
I called him out so bad, and he just felt...
Why would he ever...
felt bad.
If I was drunk as all can be, I still wouldn't have the gall or whatever to start rubbing my muddy shoes on a brand new carpet.
I know, because people forget that that house is actually our home and that we live there. Like, they think of it as just, like, either a set or, like, a place to just go and, like, party, like, almost like a bar. A private bar. Like, I don't think people really respect that it's our house. They just show up whenever they want. like, climb the gate, sneak in the gate, stay when I ask him to leave. Like, oh my God. It makes me a little bit crazy.
At least I finished that Viking Skull video.
I know, I'm proud of you.
Black and Sunrise.
It turned out great.
Yeah,
I'm
stoked on it.
I really like it.
Yeah, I'll probably show you guys pretty soon. Mm-hmm. But the album comes out in March, I think, so I'm not going to leak it until then. But it is this dope-ass video, and fuck, I wish I had the song to play it, but maybe I'm not allowed to. I don't want to spoil it. I'll wait till March. But and Jess is actually the drummer for Viking Skull. That's like his side project, so that's pretty rad. Oh yeah, Jess couldn't come to either bachelor party because he rigged the one in Vegas that he wasn't coming to, and then he said that he was going to come to the FHM party for me in New York, and he was having a kid as we were leaving to go to New York, so he didn't come to either one of
them. Which is a pretty damn good excuse.
I know, but that sucks, man.
You can't get much of a better. No, it doesn't suck.
It sucks that he didn't go.
Our niece was born. That doesn't suck. That's great news.
I haven't even seen it.
It's not an it. It's a baby girl, and she's gorgeous.
I haven't seen it yet.
Stop it. Stop.
Why? I haven't seen it yet.
Her.
I need to make my own judgment on that.
You're going to get in big trouble for that. You know it.
What am I going to do? Get grounded?
Yep.
By who?
Me.
Good luck on that one.
Let's go see her when we get home. I went and saw her yesterday.
I as soon as Howard Stern's done, I have to fly down to FDR because they're having a big council meeting because there's that big 13-foot pole that they never got approved of, and they're threatening on knocking it down.
Really?
So we're getting everybody to show up to basically give the middle finger to all those motherfuckers in the city of Philadelphia.
Who wants to knock it down? Actually, the city of Philadelphia?
All I know is that you can quote me on the shit out of this. Mayor Street is a fucking jerk-off, faggot, piece of shit, bitch, slut, whore, dyke.
Oh, my God.
And you could quote me on that, and I hope he reads it. He's a piece of shit. He said that all the skaters were fucking up Love Park, so he got all the skaters out of there, like, literally, cops chasing skaters down and tackling them, and then, like, basically beating the shit out of them and then give them, like, a $500 ticket. So then they put planters in front of all the ledges so the kids couldn't skate it. Now there's just bum piss and bum shit all over the planters, and it's just, like, people, now workers won't even eat there. Like, businessmen won't even eat there because they're scared because they're fucking sitting next to a shit stain.
Like, the skaters
made Love Park feel safe because they're like, well, if this 13-year-old kid is able to be here and skate in front of these bums playing chess, then obviously they're harmless. Now they're fucking scared because it smells like shit and piss, and who would want to eat a sandwich next to shit and piss?
Maybe you could explain to me, what is the big deal about, like,
thank Mayor Street for that, you fucking jerk off.
What is the big deal about skating? Like, why are so many places against you skating on their property? Are they afraid you're going to get hurt, or is it more than that?
Well, it mainly has to do with the parents. Dude, I don't care if I fucking cracked my head open at a fucking building, like, even out front of this very building, if I crack my head open jumping down some stairs, it's not the stairs' fault, it's not the building's fault, but, like, parents feel that, like, oh, well, if you didn't have those stairs there, then my son never would have jumped down them. Mm-hmm. Like, I want money. Dude, parents are, like,
Everybody's so happy,
and you know what? It's your dumb kid. That's what happened. Your dumb kid broke his dumb arm because he made a dumb choice.
Could have been here, there, or anywhere.
I make many dumb choices, and I broke my tailbone. I'm not going to blame the bucket cart for it. I'm not going to blame the park that I did it at. Right. I'm going to blame my stupid-ass self for getting in a fucking bucket car and breaking my tailbone.
That's a shame.
Parents are stupid.
Yep. I know.
I bet you 80% of parents are stupid. Even I have a buddy that's an English teacher, and he goes, yeah, that Bam Margera is a real jackass in real life. Like, I think getting in a shopping cart and going full speed into a curb is stupid. He should be doing something productive, like helping people, like serving tables, like whatever. I am helping people. I'm fucking entertaining people, you jerk off.
You're making people laugh, which is more important than almost anything.
It's almost like me saying, like, oh, well, Allen Iverson, you know, he should help people. Like, he should do something that helps people. I mean, throwing a ball into a basket is completely worthless. What does that do? It's like, well, he's entertaining people. And what I do is fucking stupid. I'll be the first to admit it. But you laugh. And I think that he's teaching kids that say that it's stupid and don't look up to me. Fuck his ass.
That's absurd. As you would say, that's bell shit.
It's such bell shit that I'm going to play fucking Cradle of Filth with Villa Vallo singing on it. And I think it's track 6, but if it's not, then we're just going to have to change it and make it right. But this is Byronic Man by Cradle of Filth featuring Villa Vallo of him. This is Radio BAM Series 28 Faction. Fuck that teacher.
The Native. We'll be right back.
strap yourselves in and lace up those shoes, because you're listening to Radio Bam on Sirius 28 Faction.
I'm a goddamn idiot. We are now in overtime, and I played the wrong song. Although that song was fucking rad, I really wanted to hear the song with Villa in it. But besides that, I want to stress to you that Bam's Unholy Union, the first episode, starts tomorrow at 9:30. And also, Filthy Note t-shirts are now available. And they're fucking kick-ass. So I'm going to play this another Cradle of Filth song, and I'm going to get it right this time. This is Bionic Man, and this is Bam and Mishy signing off.
Good night, everybody. Bye.
Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 4 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG. Wow.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28 Faction.
Later.
Henry, this Rollins. Is B.